With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana Senate has given final approval to a $10.3 billion budget for the next 2 years, but lawmakers still haven't decided how much to set aside in reserves. Republicans in both chambers hope to set aside $200 million in a rainy day fund, about $100 million less than what Governor Steve Bullock wants. Budget Director Dan Vila says Republicans could be making shaky assumptions on future revenue and on spending bills still making their way through the legislative process. A status report released last year projects a general fund balance of $154 million after the end of the 2019 fiscal year. However, rosier revenue forecasts over the next 3 years have boosted optimism. The Montana legislature is advancing a bill that would extend safeguards against youth concussions to private schools and sports associations. State lawmakers passed a bill in 2013 requiring student athletes in public schools to be removed from play after showing signs of having a concussion. The measure the state Senate endorsed 50-0 today would also require youth leagues and non-public schools to establish protocols for an athlete's return to play after suffering a concussion. The Montana Senate has advanced a bill seeking to prohibit the governor from using the state's aircraft for campaign purposes in the 2 months before an election. The Senate endorsed the measure on today 30-17. It had passed the House 58-41 in February. Both votes were mostly along party lines. The issue became a hot political topic during Governor Steve Bullock's campaign, with his opponent, Greg Gianforte, and other Republicans accusing the Democrat of misusing state resources. The House of Representatives gave preliminary approval today to a bill meant to preserve Montanans' right to bear arms by prohibiting the enforcement of any federal ban on firearms. Freddie Monares reports.
Senate Bill 99 would establish the Montana Federal Firearm, Magazine, and Ammunition Ban Enforcement Prohibition Act. The bill passed out of the Senate in February on a 30-20 vote. Republican Representative Seth Burgley is carrying the bill in the House for Republican Senator Kerry Smith.
We did add a couple amendments to it to allow for federal assistance as long as it is not for the primary purpose of prohibiting, restricting, or requiring any of the federal bans.
At the bill's first hearing in the House, lobbyist for school administrators of Montana, Patrick Audette, opposed the bill. He says the bill would allow firearms on school campuses.
If an officer couldn't enforce that law, that would be a problem.
The bill will be on the House floor for a final vote on Wednesday.
Freddie Monatis is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. A total of 9 dead cows have been found along a Montana river, and wildlife officials say while it's not common, it's also not unheard of. Officials have not found an owner to claim the cow carcasses that have been appearing on the banks of the Yellowstone River since February. Yellowstone County Sheriff Mike Linder says he has some deputies on the case, trying to track down an owner. Montana Department of Environmental Quality Public Policy Director Christy Ponozzo says it is the owner's responsibility to remove the dead cows because the carcasses can produce pollution. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Senate approved a state budget today that's about $19 million above the budget passed by the House of Representatives. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The state budget moved out of the Senate in a brief morning vote 29-20. Republican Lou Jones, chair of the Senate Finance and Claims, calls the budget austere, but says lawmakers tried to make the necessary cuts away from programs that impact people.
The package that exists now is a good, solid package that will take care of Montana's needs.
The budget approved by the Senate would be a 0.6% increase to state spending over the previous 2 years. It now goes back to the House floor for a vote to approve the Senate spending amendments to what the House previously passed. Republican Nancy Balance, who carried the House budget bill, says the Senate did what she expected, but it's unclear what lawmakers in the House will do when they have another look at the budget.
You just never know until it's final, but I would say that the budget looks pretty clean in line with what we expected the spending to be.
If the House doesn't agree with any of the amendments, the state budget will end up in what's known as a conference committee between both House and Senate leaders. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana Board of Nursing has suspended the license of a registered nurse who was fired from Billings Clinic for stealing narcotics intended for patients and replacing the drug with saline. The board issued an emergency suspension of Donald Mills' license on March 30th after he acknowledged diverting fentanyl from a dispensing cabinet in the cardiac catheter lab and using it without a prescription. Fentanyl is used to treat pain and for sedation. Mills' license may be revoked after further investigation. The Missoula City Commission has voted to pull $2.6 million of the city's money from Wells Fargo accounts because the bank is invested in the Dakota Access Pipeline and because employees opened fraudulent customer accounts to generate fees and bonuses last fall. The resolution that passed 12-0 on Monday says the city is committed to conduct business with partners that engage in fair and socially responsible business practices. Missoula previously passed a resolution in support of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's opposition to construction of the oil pipeline. In February, the city of Seattle voted to cut ties with Wells Fargo over its role as a lender to the pipeline project. Wells Fargo officials have said it is only providing $120 million of the $2.5 billion in financing for the pipeline. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.